This
is the part where I start freestyling.
This is where you go.
Okay.
Let's go, let's hear it.
El Rab, Yeshua, Isha, Bildini, Man.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, the music stopped, brother. The music stopped. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Talk to Me, the show where I get my friends to talk to me.
Yep.
Sometimes our shows go so well, sometimes the conversation is so fun that we decide to go for round two. And that's exactly what we've done tonight. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, Mick is back in the studio.
That's
Mick.
Me. That's what they call me. That's my name.
Welcome back, brother.
Welcome. Thank you.
How are you, bro?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good. Not a lot has changed since last time we spoke.
No, that's right. Not a lot.
But what we do need to say before we get this show off the road and continue our conversation from last week, because we stopped on a little bit of a cliffhanger.
We did.
Mate, ladies and gents, do me a favor. I want you to stop what you're doing. Unless you're driving, don't do that. Like, you don't want to stop in the middle of the road. But
you could if you want to be like Rayhead Dad.
That wasn't my fault.
Yeah, but you were stopped.
That's fair.
Thank you.
Good on you. Do me a favor. Stop what you're doing. If you're on YouTube, I want you to go to like the mini screen and click the subscribe button underneath the video.
Click the bell as well. That way you don't miss any uploads.
That's
clips
that's
weekly
true.
For you.
Please, please. Allah khalikum, please do me a favor and just like it. Like the video, subscribe to the channel. I want to try get to 200 by like June and we're at 150.
Doable.
And I also found this out, Mick. Get this. 49% of our viewers are unsubscribed.
Shocking. Ashamed.
Mm. So just...
What if they're not signed in? Does that
It could be that. Yeah. It could be that. So please do me a favor. Subscribe to the channel. It will help me out a lot. The YouTube algorithms will help out. We get more conversations like this. Might be able to get a sports people or a business owner or this or that. I've got some things in the pipeline. So please help us out. Subscribe to the channel.
Yes.
So Carolyn...
So what's her name?
Carolyn.
Caroline.
It's a good song.
Yeah, very good. Carolyn. I would have just sacked her if her name was Carolyn.
I apologize,
That's
Carolyn.
That's like an 80-year-old white lady looking name.
It is, eh?
It is.
Okay.
You don't. By the way, you're not born with the name Carolyn. That's given to you as soon as you turn 100%. 76. And you're Australian.
It's like the name Jeeves.
Never heard
You name
of
your
it.
Kid Jeeves, you pretty much decided he's going to be a butler.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I'm saying like.
Terrible name.
Yeah. I don't see Jeeves being the CEO of a multi-million dollar company.
You know what? GT Dave. Have you heard of GT Dave?
No.
He's the man that basically brought kombucha to the world.
I hate that guy.
He is Botoxed up. He looks like a lizard.
Yeah?
He looks like a lizard. Look at it, bro. Look him up. GT Dave.
GT Dave.
He has biceps the size of King Kong.
GT
And he has Botoxed his life. He lives in the Beverly Hills.
Like he looks like section. He looks like that mayor. Remember the mayor that had the big wedding?
Oh, Salim Mohammed.
Yeah, Salim.
He looks like
Salim, bro.
Yeah, they both got Botox. Yeah,
bro, this guy, the Liver King. So it's all rich. Happening.
Liver King, straight steroids,
bro.
Steroids.
I'm sorry. No one on this planet is that big without steroids.
Yeah.
Anyone he admitted that, it. Like, yeah, I know, but recently. Anyone that believed that, bro, like...
Yeah, people that did believe it. No, dude, he just eats hearts.
Yeah, no.
No, brother.
Anyway, so Carolina...
Sorry. Yeah, oh, yeah,
is,
yeah.
She's basically that So Raven. She sees the future.
Yes. She always can predict. Not predict, she has dreams, bro. And they're a different kind of dream. Because when she wakes up the next day, she's sure.
So what do you think it is?
I don't know. You know who I spoke to this about? I spoke to this about Mark Moom. He said... She's the devil runaway.
I was going to say, I'm very scared of her.
I spoke to Danny Manor. He said, what if she's manifesting it? I go, brother, what do you thought? This isn't like some new age spiritual.
I don't know, bro. I've got no answer. If they've got no answer, I've got no answer for you, bro. That's terrifying to me.
Is that?
This sort of thing scares me.
Would that class as a spiritual gift? Even though there's nothing really spiritual about it?
It's not listed. I don't know.
It's just weird, isn't it?
I don't know.
So there's no, Carol, there's no explanation.
You really like stumping me, bro. Like, I like to think I'm smart sometimes. And like, you've just proven how smart I am.
Yeah,
this is full on.
Yeah. So no one's actually given me an answer, bro. I've actually asked.
This is terrifying, bro.
No one's given me an
answer. It actually scares me.
She asked me, can you try find me an answer? I go, brother, no.
That's fair.
That's not happening.
That's fair. Can I tell you, she scares me in general. This is
actually
another level, yeah.
She's not. She's pretty good looking.
No. Like you just said the last episode, she hurt, like she can hurt you.
Oh, bro, she's strong.
That's what
she's
I'm saying, bro. Like,
she's actually going to do Muay Thai with me next year.
See, don't do that. Because now, you're giving her more weapons. Like, don't do that. She's one of those girls, right? Like, she's small, but she looks like she could bash her if you said the wrong thing to her.
She matches me as well.
The problem is, I say a lot of the wrong thing a lot of the time.
Right.
And I feel like one day I'll accidentally say the wrong thing to her.
She's not a clicker.
I know she's not a clicker. She's very nice.
Yeah.
But I say the dumbest stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel like I'll say it to her one day by accident.
Well, she's going to do Muay Thai next year, so you better, you know, get ready. Be cautious around her.
Yeah.
She's going to be a fighter.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's good.
She's actually very excited and I'm very scared.
How is Muay Thai? You've been doing it for a while now,
haven't you? It's very good, bro.
How long have you been doing it for?
3 years, 4 years.
Dead set. It's been that long already.
Yeah, but in between, it's been on and off, especially COVID. Yeah, COVID and all that. But I started 2018, 2019. I was the most consistent for like 10 months. I was doing 3-4 days a week.
How you fun?
In a private, like one-on-one. Yeah, like it's good, bro. I really enjoy it. It's like a whole new world. Like as you do it, you realize how much you don't know, which makes you love it more.
Yeah.
So I'm at a point where there's such a gap between me and my trainer.
Yeah.
But then that gap between me and a beginner is like it's same massive, kind of, you know what I mean?
I love martial arts for that purpose and that reason. When I was boxing, same thing, bro.
Yeah.
It's that same mindset of, bro, just shifting my ankle to the left a bit changed my entire stance, the way I threw my punches. Like, just that sort of thing. It's so interesting to see how that all works out.
I went in thinking I knew how to throw a punch.
Yeah.
I had no clue.
Yeah.
No clue. I thought I was mad.
Yeah.
But you realize you're actually like a loser when you get in there.
Yeah, 100%.
You get humbled.
That's the beauty of martial arts. Yeah. It humbles you, man.
Yeah.
Humbles you hard.
That's true. But I think I'm still a bit of a gronk, to be honest.
Why?
Like Camilla says I'm a staunch. Camilla thinks, Sarah says I'm a staunch.
Here's my thing.
JJ, John Adair.
I would never want to get on your bad side. You know what I'm saying? Because you're a linker. Even though you've put that behind you, you're still a linker.
I definitely haven't put it behind me, bro. I definitely haven't. But like the thing is, should I say? Yeah, I'll say it. Andrew's wedding.
Yeah.
Okay. We went to do the photos. By the way, I don't know why we do photos for 4 hours. That's ridiculous.
Bro, can I tell you, there is nothing. I've been to so many weddings. I've been in one bridal party and I've had one family member get married.
Mm.
There is nothing dumber than the photos before the wedding.
Andrew, he just called you dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christina too. Oh.
Carolina's going to come after me.
Sorry, I'm joking. Anyway, point is.
But like, photos.
Yeah, so the photos, right? We're doing them in, you know where Pancakes on the Rocks is?
Yeah.
In the city?
Yeah.
Like that big bridge and then there's like stairs up. Yeah. It gets nice.
Yeah, yeah.
We go to eat something before we had to head back to the reception. At this point, I am, side note, drenched in sweat.
Mm.
So anyway, we're going to eat something. We go to this like restaurant. It's run just by all these Aussies. And we go, we just want to get like a couple of entrees to eat before we head back to the reception. And the manager comes out. He goes, you guys have photographers. He thought we're going to do a photo shoot for a company. He goes, you need to email us and get approval for you to eat here. And we go, we can just get him to put the cameras away. And he goes, no, it was obvious. We'll never.
Yeah.
Like, genuine.
Did he not see the
girl? Yeah, we go, we can put him away, bro. Like, what are you talking about?
Did he not see the girl in the white dress?
Yes. And he goes, you're doing a photo shoot for some company, some magazine. I don't know. And we go, it's their wedding day. We just want to eat a bit before we go. We won't take any photos. And he goes, you need to email our company. And then the security guard comes up to us and says, you need to go. So what do I do?
Here we go.
Bro, So Andrew...
By the way, you're the best man.
So, yeah.
So I'm anything you man. Do here, well done.
Thank
Continue.
You. Thank you. So I hear Andrew say, what a disgusting attitude to the guy. And I'm like, huh? Who just pissed off my brother?
And on his wedding day.
Yeah, and Steven starts getting angry. Steven starts getting angry at the bloke. And the security guard tries to step in front of the security, my brother Steven and the manager. Then I step in front of Steven. And the security guard going, brother, you want to do something? I started, I started arcing up. I started losing it at the. I just wanted to punch on, to be honest. Mind you, this is not something I am
endorsing.
I'm endorsing. No. I'm a flop. I'm actually a flop.
I wouldn't go like, that far, but you got side to you.
It's just a story. Yeah. I'm not like because I'm hectic. No, I'm a loser. But anyway, so I go to him like, bro. I started ripping him. I was like, what you think? Are you just because it says security guard on your badge, I'm not gonna punch you in the face. I started losing my mind at him. I go, do something, bro. So I can hit you. And then he wasn't touching me. So I was like, I'm not gonna hit him, bro. I'm not gonna catch a case over on my brother's wedding day. So I started losing at the bloke. I said to the manager, I go, why are you standing all the way back here, bro? Come talk here.
Yeah.
I said, come talk here. Come talk to my face. And then he was just like, bye. Bye. Like he was
breaking. Because he's got all the power.
Yeah.
He's got all the power. He's wrapped.
And then I go, I started walking up to him, bro, and he froze. Like he fell. Like he was like, he put his mask back on. Yeah, he was wearing a mask. And he goes, he just froze. I mean, what? You don't talk? What? You don't talk? And he was just... I just laughed at him. I was like, and then we just walked off. We just went to the next door and we ate there.
Yeah.
But the good thing about it was it didn't actually ruin anyone's moods. It was weird how quickly we moved on from it.
Interesting.
So Carol was like, you shouldn't have done, like, she lost. She always thinks it at me whenever I staunch people.
Yeah, good on her.
Yeah, she loses it at me.
Yeah. And then she bashes you.
Yeah, then she bashes me. Yeah. Nice. But then we moved on so quickly, which is something I think I need to talk about with Andrews. Like, we moved on so. It was done. We talked about it for 5 minutes.
Yep.
Hey, guys, we shouldn't have done that. Oh, it was funny, though. Yeah, for true, it was funny. Anyway, that was it. Yep. We went back and we just had a great time.
Yeah.
Ate and then left and we're completely fine. There was no one that was angry still. I just found that weird. I reckon God stepped in and was like, hold on, your mood like that. Come back.
Wedding day. Be happy. Yeah.
But yeah, and then Stephen was like considering, because I think he knew the CEO. He was considering destroying that manager. But then he was like, nah, I'm not going to do that to him at all.
It's funny the power trip managers get. You notice that.
But you guys, no disrespect, but it's not
here's a big my thing. I see a lady in a wedding dress.
Yeah.
I do anything I can to make sure I don't ruin her. Yep. Walking down the side of the street, she's walking up there taking photos. I am jumping out of the way.
Yes.
You have your day.
Yes.
You know?
Fair enough.
You've waited for this day.
True.
If I'm the manager of a Pancakes on the Rocks, I'm giving her free pancakes.
Yes.
On top of that, I'm giving her...
terrible pancakes. Pancakes
they
on the Rocks.
They used to be good. They used to be good.
Has the have the worst pancakes.
Let me tell you
Sydney.
This. I'm not a snacker. I need a lot of snacks.
Yep.
Pancakes are my weakness, bro.
Yeah, they're my incredible.
Weakness.
Have you been to Maple & Co. in Bankstown?
Yes. Decent. You know what's great is Happy Field on Haberfield.
Is it happy about?
Yes, very much so. Right. They have a pancake challenge that I really want to do. I think it's a stack of 14 pancakes.
You're a behemoth.
I want to do it for two reasons. When I was there last, I saw a small Asian girl do it and she destroyed it.
Is like, it a short stack?
No.
Or is it the regular?
Regular, but okay. They're not that thick. Like they're normal pancakes.
Yeah, yeah.
And two, it's my dream to get my name on the wall.
Our board's done that, hasn't he? Tim.
Yeah, I think he did the Killer Burger challenge. He's got his name up at Kanzo. Killer Burger. Remember Killer Burger, bro?
What a disgusting
joint. The 30-centimeter burger.
What a disgusting joint.
We loved that place.
We went there once, and then two of us got food poisoned, and we never went there again. Because it was sachet. It was sachet.
Yes.
They did it with powder. They
Do
made
you
the
remember that,
powder.
Bro? That was meant to be the next big thing, and they just destroyed
My
themselves.
Mate's uncle owned it.
Really?
Yes. Brendan Azzi.
No way.
Brendan's uncle owned it. And then Brendan had a YouTube channel where he was trying to promote his uncle's business.
No way.
And then he was like this little 12-year-old going, Killer Burger is the yummiest thing. It's better than Yum Yum. Robbie Farrow's been there.
It went from good to rubbish so quick. So quick.
I'm so happy they're out of business.
Yeah, that was weird. You know what's a great burger joint? Is War Burgers. You been there?
Bro, no, it's not.
It's great. Are you kidding me? It's that burger is phenomenal.
At best.
That burger is phenomenal.
Bro, it's
closest thing
I'm so sorry.
To In-N-Out burger I've had.
Okay, if you want
that
the
burger
best
was
burger
fresh
in Sydney,
and good.
You
Listen,
can't.
The best burger in Sydney is the Camel Burger from Wings and Things. That's hands down. Hands down. Not even a
if
joke.
If you're a Western Sydney Bankstown Lebo that Listen. Lives off kebabs, agreed.
All right. What are you talking about then?
I'm talking about absolutely sloppy, delicious, yummy, heavy, saucy, beefy goodness.
All right, what are you talking about?
Bar Luca.
I've heard Bar Luca's good.
Bar Luca's the best. I haven't had a burger better than Bar Luca. By a mile as
I've
well.
Heard really? By a
and
mile?
Not the city. Parramatta's one. In Parramatta Square. Little box.
My diet is about to finish tomorrow, and I'm very, very ready to go back on burgers.
Parramatta Square.
Okay.
Blame Canada is the burger to get.
Okay.
Maple syrup.
Here's my thing.
Poutine.
Really? Here's my thing. When I go to those type of places, my go-to is the cheeseburger. I rate a place on their cheeseburger. I love a good cheeseburger, bro.
That's different then. We won't be the best in that case.
Okay.
If you want a proper like gourmet styled, but like kind of heavy.
Yeah.
But it won't make you sick type burger.
Interesting.
BL Burgers.
Interesting.
Their weekly specials are unbelievable.
Okay.
They rotate weekly. They make new stuff based on
really?
The season.
I like that.
Or an event that's happened or coming up. Or,
I like that.
And it's beautiful, bro, that place.
That's very good.
Very, very nice.
I like that.
And I actually hit up the number one rated pizza place 2 weeks ago. What Italian.
What place is that?
I can't pronounce it. Jono Diab's missus helped me pronounce it, but I forgot it. So Cicerone. If there's an do Italians watch this at all?
Probably. The owner of Cicerone is
like that.
Italian.
It's like Cicerone Cucina, which I think means restaurant.
Cucina. Cucina. Yeah. Cucina.
And then Romano.
Yeah. Okay.
Rome? I don't know. I'm assuming Rome.
I don't know.
They're in Surrey Hills. I went with Carol. They use honey on the base of their pizza. So when you walk in, they're all Italians. And you know Italians, they love their tats, their piercings. They're all Italian and they barely speak English. So I said, this is incredible.
That's very good.
So they come up to you. I can't do that. How are you? I'm not going to try. But they're very Italian. Right. And the bloke came up and I go to him, brother, what do you recommend? Because this is all in French and I am...
French?
Yeah. Like the words.
Why?
Like, oh, I don't know. It's just what they've named their
pizza. I don't like that, bro.
Yeah, but no.
It does
no,
my
sorry.
Head in when everyone does the French
English.
Stuff.
The ingredients are in English. Okay. But the pizza's names are in French.
I don't understand. You're Italian. No, like, I mean.
Did
put
I say
them,
French?
Yeah. Put them in Italian.
It's in Italian.
Okay, I'm sitting here like it's one of these fancy gourmet restaurants where everything's in French.
I sound like a retard.
I was about to lose my
sorry,
mind.
It's in Italian.
Okay,
the ingredients are in English, but the ingredients you never heard of. It's a bit funky.
Yeah.
So we got two pizzas and this pasta with, it was like vodka infused, but obviously there's no alcohol because it's cooked. So doesn't count as a sin, thanks.
I love how you're trying to save yourself with everything.
Okay. So it's like this.
You don't have to save
pasta.
Yourself with that. They
no, because
cook
if
some
Mark
food.
Moon watches this and he gives me a ring saying, brother, I heard you're an alcoholic.
Well, you'll be happy to know that he doesn't watch this, so you're okay.
Perfect. Okay. But it was the best pasta, because I thought Via Napoli was the best in Surrey Hills as well.
Okay.
It was the best pasta and the best pizza that I've ever had. And I've eaten Italian in Beverly Hills as well, like at one of their top rated. And this thing surpassed both.
Really?
Bro, you get so when you first have their dough, you get sweetness on the bottom side, which is the honey-infused base. And you bite into the rest where the rest of the flavor comes in.
See, the best pizza I ever had was in New York. Went to a place called Carve Pizza, my very first night there. It's probably the experience. Pizza probably wasn't great.
Is it like, was it New York style?
New York style, okay, yeah, bro. Yeah. Two massive slices, bro. We walked, we got there, dropped our bags at the hotel, and we went.
That's hectic.
It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. Walking around New York, this place is awesome. We stopped by a random pizza shop. It's called Carve Pizza. Bought two slices. And bro, these things were just immaculate. Immaculate.
Very good.
Just they were just beautiful. And then we went to the place in Brooklyn that everyone knows about that I can't think of the name of.
Sal's Pizza?
No. They invented the cannoli? No.
Oh, I don't even the garlic knots type.
I don't know. Either way, pizza there was phenomenal too. Yeah, there was a line out the door. It was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you like wood fire Italian style?
I love Italian style pizza, bro.
Go to Cicerone, bro.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
I'm telling you, it was the best in Sydney. Like, it's definitely they've been named the best in Sydney
really?
For a reason. Like 4.9 stars out of 5 in thousands of reviews.
Okay.
And they're really nice. They come to you. How was your day?
See, I love Italians, bro. If I wasn't Lebo, I want to be Italian.
Yeah, I always say every time I go to places when they say that, I go, I'm hoping you can make it
better. Right, you know what I'm looking for? And ladies and gents, if...
Fact.
Say that again.
Whenever they ask you, how was your day? You say, I'm hoping you can make it better.
That's a very dad thing to say.
It is.
It's very dad.
I have three kids.
I like it.
Yeah.
But it's a very dad thing to say.
Yeah, it's good.
Anyway, the one thing I'm looking for is an Italian restaurant that does like... the entrees before you start your meal, like the salamis, the cheeses, all that Toddy's. Sort of stuff. Yeah, they do that, bro.
That's what they specialize in.
Really?
Their main thing is the bread and the burrata, salami, ham.
Because, bro, when I was in the States, I went to an Italian restaurant while we were there, and that's what they did. It felt like I was in an Italian person's home.
Yeah,
like 17 courses.
Oh, but you would beautiful. Love Toddy's.
Toddy's.
Bondi, Roselle, Sydney CBD. Very nice. Toddy's. Not very pricey at all. Neither really? Is Cicerone, by the way. Their pizzas were $23
bucks. Antipasti.
Their antipastis, they are nuts. Everyone goes for the bread. The bread's famous at Toddy's.
Okay, I love bread, bro.
Yeah.
All right, I'm excited.
Very nice.
But yeah, I love that stuff, bro. I love Italian food.
Yeah. We're also going my Wednesday. I have my work Christmas party on Wednesday. We're going to. Have you ever eaten at the Opera House? Like the bar, no. Opera bar?
No.
It's rubbish, bro.
Really?
Very bad.
It looks bad.
Like as in the food looks bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it is. It's shocking.
Okay. Back to our cheeseburger conversation for a second. I was trying to think about the best cheeseburger I've ever had in my life. And I'll tell you what it was. The Gidley in the city. You ever been? Bro, they take your phone away from you. You're not allowed your phone at the table. It's great.
Steak place?
Yes. It's a steak place.
I do know the Gidley. I've never been. I'm going
Michael,
very soon.
Michael, let me tell you the cheeseburger.
There's you got no, a burger at a steak joint?
Listen to me. It was part of our, like, we just did that we shared it. They cut it in fours or whatever you want. It's only $16 for this cheeseburger.
What?
$16.
I've heard a lot about this
place. Let me tell you. This cheeseburger has no sauce. It has nothing.
Beef is
except for perfection. The beef and the cheese.
Mm.
I salivate over this burger, bro. I don't want the meat. I don't want the steaks. I don't want any. Just give me the cheeseburger, bro.
That's how you know,
bro.
They know what they're doing.
Bro.
When they master two ingredients, bro.
When I realized there was no sauce on this burger, I was in shock. And awe at how good it was.
Wow.
It was beautiful.
That's a lot of shock. Mm. Significant amount
never of shock. Felt this way about
cardiac arrest.
Anything in my life, to be honest.
Incredible. Have you been to Bistecca?
No. We wanted to go there, but it was hard to book
a table. They also take your phone.
Yeah. Hard to book a table there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Months in advance, at least.
Yeah. I don't understand that stuff.
Yeah. That's the same as like anywhere in the Crown.
Really?
Yeah, months in advance. I've also recently been in the city and I've been big on sandwiches.
Heaps I love sandwich a sandwich, joints, bro. I love a sandwich.
In the city.
Bro.
Unreal. There's this place. So downstairs, ground level of my building is this place, the sandwich bar called Tiny's.
Okay.
It's in like basically Barangaroo.
Okay.
Very good.
When am I coming?
Well, you want to come to the city?
100%.
Bro, whenever you... I can jump off whenever I want.
All right, beautiful. Next week.
Any day, whenever.
Next week. We're locking it in. I love a sandwich, bro. Love sandwiches so many much. To hit up.
Very, very, very good stuff. Did you know, Monster, I know this is a general knowledge at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I found out recently, though, that Monster's like logo is the 666.
Bro, how'd you move on to that?
Sorry, so I just it just came so into my mind.
Yeah, we found that out years ago.
Yeah, I just remembered that now.
Yeah, Hebrew.
Hebrew for 666. And then when you drink it, the cross goes upside down in the O.
Yeah, I hate Monster. I've never liked it.
Yeah.
So it never became a thing.
Can you get possessed if you drink it enough?
No, definitely not. So many weird stuff. Wonder what Prime means.
Bro, it's probably something weird.
Bro.
It's definitely something. Bro, everyone's just everyone just sells their soul these days like it's candy. Honestly, like they're... like, but rappers rap about selling their souls freely.
It's very openly. Real, bro. It's very... That's the thing
people are like, no, there's no God.
No.
If there's a greater evil, And if you can somehow admit that there's an evil.
It's very real, bro. It's very real. It's very, very real, bro. People underestimate the spiritual side of life.
Yeah.
They really do, bro. And we get so caught up in our day-to-day that we just don't think to consider what is the meaning behind this, that, and the other.
That's true.
We really don't.
That's true. I have a guy at work. He reports to me.
Mm.
And he hates God.
Mm.
Obviously, for the standard argument of, if there's a God, why is there so much cruelty? And
yeah, why does the stock standard happen to good people?
Like the smallest grasp individuals can have of like
the starving kids in Africa.
Yeah, that rubbish, bro. Yeah. Oh, how did this lady get imprisoned and bashed in a basement for 24 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, he hates God. But then you know, the argument from morality is a very easy one to prove.
Mm.
That there is a God, not necessarily the Christian God,
but there's a God.
But I told him, do you admit that there's a lot of evil in the world that goes on today? And he was like, yeah. I was like, okay. Well, do you also admit that there's a lot of, there's increasingly more evil as we progress in our society today? I was like, yeah. I go, so if there's evil, would you then admit that there's good? Because like it's inferred that there's good. And he's like, yeah. And then I said, so if there's good, there has to be a standard to determine what is good.
Correct.
Right? We couldn't have determined that as a species. It had to be before our time, something to determine what was good for us to then live by. And we know it's good in our heart. What's good, what's right, and what's wrong.
Mm. He's like, yeah. Have a conscience.
I agree with that, conscience. And then he was like, well, then I said, well, then that means if there had to be a standard set before us and above us, there had to be a moral law giver of good and wrong or good and bad. Then he stopped answering. And then I was like, but that moral law giver is who you're trying to disprove and I'm trying to prove.
Yeah.
Okay, so how can you tell me what Hitler did was wrong if we came from rock soup?
That's exactly right. And not only that, but you disprove your own argument by saying, I hate God.
Mm.
You're trying to prove to me there's no God, then how can you hate him?
Yeah, people get really offended about things they don't believe in these days.
Yeah, bro.
Only Christianity, though. God forbid you say anything about the Muslim God.
100%. I was thinking about that the other day, bro. Like, our gym, they put up a post saying, like, happy holidays and this and that, like, Christmas is coming, whatever. I'm like, bro, like, during Muslim holidays, and respect to every faith, you know, you've got your own beliefs, whatever.
Absolutely not.
No, I'm saying like you should
respect. There is one way.
Okay, I'm not saying that yet.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father.
I'm not saying that, you idiot. I'm saying have respect for everyone.
I'm joking.
You dog.
I respect. Hey.
Sorry.
Woof.
Yeah, sorry. I'm talking about respect.
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, but like they say Eid Mubarak and all that sort of stuff during their holidays. But then our holiday comes by. But our holiday comes by and they say happy holidays. Sydney, I'm like,
desperate attempt to eliminate Christ.
You guys are very, very willing to celebrate other people's holidays, but it's happy holidays when Christmas comes. Like, what's going on? Yeah. It's tripping me out.
And then they claim, oh, Christianity isn't true because they don't defend it, brother. Like, our God isn't insecure for us to go and behead the infidels.
Yeah.
We know the end game.
That's the interesting part, is we know the end game. And no other faith declares an end game like ours does.
Isn't it interesting how as the signs come to fruition and come to life, that it's all diluted in like movies or it's like the devil's been smart.
He's very, very smart, bro. He's very, very smart. He's very, very smart, bro. Because it's interesting, right? Like I've heard someone say when the rapture happens, people are going to believe it's an alien invasion.
Yeah.
Because their minds their minds have been set for that.
And we know.
Yeah.
We know the setup is going to have, well, before, there's, I don't get like too technical, but there's, you know, the two schools, like there has to be the rapture that happens after a certain set of events.
The
main school of thought being the one world currency and the one world leader.
Yeah, it's full on,
And what's crazy, what I found crazy is that even with the Bible, like when the rapture happens, God will send a strange delusion, as it says in Revelation, and people are going to believe anything but what's right in front of them and what we've been saying for thousands of years.
It's full on,
And they're going to be like, aliens or Allah came and took people.
It's scary times, bro. Like, if you don't have Christ in your life and you haven't accepted him and you haven't made him or at least considered it. Like, bro, I'm not saying you have to do it. Consider it at least.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Give God a chance. Bro, if you haven't done that, it is going to be a very scary time for you when that time comes.
That's true.
It's going to be a very scary time, man. We're talking about Daniel in at Bible study at Dave's place on Thursday nights. We're going through Daniel. And we just went through the statue and how the statue is it's a vision of the future and the kingdoms and the end times and all that. I'm just sitting there thinking how God has orchestrated all of this so perfectly and has even given us the information to know, and people still refuse to even look at it.
And that's where that story comes in with Lazarus and the rich man. And he says, like, let him dip his finger in water and
cool my tongue.
Yeah, cool my tongue.
Or at least let him go see my relatives and tell them about it. He has
the prophets.
He has Moses and the prophets.
Even if he was to come back from the dead, they wouldn't believe.
How insane is that? Bro, people had Jesus Christ walking on earth in front of them. Performing miracles in front of them.
They're like, yeah, he's all right.
Dying and then rising again in front of them. And they were still hard-hearted. Shows how we are as people, bro. We are such a fickle people.
Yeah. Hard-headed generation. You know, bro, of the last like 42 million deaths that happened in the last couple of months, 41.2 mil went to hell.
Statistically. Wow. That's full on.
Just grows in billions, bro. That place.
It's full on, bro. And it's that's the thing, bro. Like, we're not proud to say that. Like, that statistic doesn't make me happy and it doesn't make me think depressing. It doesn't make me think, oh yeah, you guys got it wrong. It makes me think, what's it gonna take?
Yeah.
Not just for them to wake up to themselves and think about it, but what is it going to take for Christians to get up and do something?
Yeah, bro.
Bro, what is it going to take for you and me to stop mucking around and actually tell people about eternity?
I guarantee you, if we were to lift the lid of hell for 1 second, we wouldn't even be in this room.
Bro, 100%.
We'd be running up and down Amy Street, brother, screaming, ah!
100%. 100%. Bro, I've seen friends start, like, I thank the Lord that he's given me a heart for evangelism through my dad, through church, through our experiences. And I've used my gym and the people I get to know as a reason to tell them the gospel. And I'm starting to see people get it. And I'm starting to see people start visiting church and asking more questions and learning and this and that. And friends of friends, people like just, it's starting to emulate in my life. I'm starting to see it around me. And it happened the other night. I had a mate come to church. I had one of our mates, his whole family came to church. And I'm sitting there looking at it and I'm like, this is what it's about.
Mm.
Like, bro, I was in awe. Like, literal awe. I'm standing there. My issue was, how am I meant to maintain all of these visitors? That was my issue. How am I meant to service them and, like, make sure they're comfortable and this and that? That was the issue of how am I going to make...
That's a beautiful issue.
Bro, and I'm looking around like, I want this feeling every single church service, bro.
Mm.
Because, mate, changes are happening in people's lives, and that's what we need to be doing as Christians, bro. There's a reason that we were left the Great Commission. There's a reason donkeys don't talk and tell people the gospel and we do. But what is it going to take for us to actually do it?
It's true.
Why? Like, what are we waiting on, bro? Yeah. Like, that was one of the reasons for this podcast. I've said it to you before, bro. We just wanted to show that Christians can have a laugh, can have a chat, can talk seriously, and show people that the gospel isn't something to be scared of, but it's something to embrace.
Yeah. Blessing to be laughed at.
100%. And I just look at Christians and I think to myself, what does it take for us to finally get up and work?
Yeah.
Because, bro, pastor's been preaching this connect one-to-one thing for years now. Have you heard of this thing?
Connect one-to-one.
It's basically a program to follow when you're witnessing to someone.
Okay.
And it basically goes through, you pray for them, you talk to them the first time, you grab a coffee with them, you buy them a gift. Like, it's just ways to help you present the gospel to them, right? I got to tell you, bro, it works.
No, it does, bro.
Bro, you just
I do actually, with a lot of my work friends as well.
Bro, just actually caring about people.
Yeah.
And actually, like, wanting to make a difference in their life works, bro. Mm. There's so many lonely people out there, man. There's so many lonely people, and they're looking for someone to care.
Yeah, that's true. I'm praying a lot for my, like, a lot of my workmates from Combank, from my present, the ones that have left, but I still talk to. Like, 3-4 of them. Have, my brother does a Bible study for Guildford Baptist.
Yeah.
On Tuesday nights at his office in Parra.
Yeah.
Like, 4 of them have come, like, and, like, 2 come consistently now.
That's it.
And the other 2 are on and off, and they just want to know more about God. They're like, because they're, like, Orthodox or Catholic.
Yeah.
Just never really cared. But then they're like, whoa, there's this whole side of, I didn't know, they always say, I didn't know it was like this. You know, and, like, a recent mate who you and I know, For years now, like for we've known him, he's come to our church, he's left now, but he's now getting back into it as well. He's coming consistently on Tuesday. He looks forward to every Tuesday.
Who is it? I'll bleep it out.
Oh.
No way, really?
Yeah, big change.
That's awesome.
Big change. He basically just had this, and I think it, bro, his mum's a prayer soldier. His mum's prayer warrior.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's what
and
it
Mark
takes.
Also, Mark Mum said this as well. He said that because we went and we hung out together.
Mm.
He said, I think the reason that you're feeling such a heavy conviction is because of your mum's prayers.
Mm.
And he's just been feeling like he needs to come back. And surely enough, bro, he's making differences, bro. This guy's like encouraged me massively.
That's mad, bro.
And he'll tell me, he'll be like, bro, I felt all these like temptations and things in my head. And when I prayed to God sincerely, they went straight away while I was driving. Like, that's hectic, bro.
Bro, that's the simplicity of Christianity, bro.
So
there's a beauty to
like,
it.
It's, yeah, and like it says, bro, a peace that passes all understanding. Like, you can't really say. I think one thing that you and I can both like agree on, do you remember the prayer engine room?
Yeah, bro.
Ministry?
Yeah.
Do you remember the high that we'd get off that, bro? We would pray. Maybe some people don't know, but
so basically, what we used to do is during the church service, there used to be a group of guys that would go into a room, and we'd pray throughout the entire service that the service go well, that the Lord be in it, and that.
And it was a download service because like we didn't want to be like, oh, I'm in the prayer room.
Yeah. And we didn't want it to blow out for no reason.
Yeah,
so it was a group of us, and we'd do that weekly.
Just pray sincerely for the hour and a half, whatever, straight.
Yeah,
and you'd bro, just the peace that you get after that. I never wanted to sit in a sermon after
right.
that.
Bro, can I tell you what does that for me now, man? Is all night prayer.
All night prayer meeting,
bro. You got to come.
I'm always there. The last one I missed
the
one I've only ever missed. But
have you gone through the whole night?
Yes,
you
I've never
do?
Left early.
That's right, you do. Yeah. Left early. Bro, sorry, you guys have to come.
I shake when I go home.
That's right.
I'm driving like this.
It's such an experience, bro. To sacrifice that much sleep, to sacrifice that much effort.
Yeah.
It puts you in a place where God spiritually, I think, wants us.
Yeah.
Bro, like, and Danny Kay and I talk about it all the time because he and I organize it and we put it together. Bro, that week, he's a bigger prayer warrior than me, man. He's a machine. And that week is always the worst week of his life. It's always the worst week of his life, bro. And he comes in, and we always say it, Friday, I'm normally in bed 1 o'clock. I am exhausted by 10 p.m., bro, when it's all-night prayer meeting night. It just shows there's a spiritual battle, bro.
Yeah,
that
very real.
And when you have those victories, and when you've prayed, and you've gone through the night, and you have the victory, bro.
Do you reckon Paul felt like that permanently?
I reckon Paul had a lot more problems than we give him credit for.
Mm.
I think he was a hard head.
Yeah.
Had to be, bro, to have that type of argument with Barnabas.
Yeah.
To go separate ways with him, and to say, nah, I don't want John Mark coming with me. Like, I reckon he was a hard head, bro. I think he was hard to work with. I think his pride got in the way a lot. I think maybe even a little bit of ego.
Mm.
But yeah, I think to be that type of guy in the ministry, you'd have to be spiritually there, but you'd also have to be mentally, like, just on a different plane.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Did you, completely off topic. Did you see Melbourne had a play, Joseph and the Rainbow Coat?
Have you heard of this play before? You have? Never heard of this play before?
It was recent. It was like my mate told me today at work.
Yeah.
It was like the past weekend or...
Yeah. So this is a very old play.
Yeah.
It's not anything new. I think it's from the 90s, maybe the 2000s.
Yeah.
It's called Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Okay.
That's the name of it. Andrew Lloyd Webber, very, very famous composer, wrote that play.
Okay.
I've steered cleared from it.
It's about...
Joseph and all that, right?
Yeah, but they've twisted it now.
Yeah.
That's what you're getting to, right?
Yeah.
And how they've made it like the rainbow meaning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very bad play. I've never seen it. I've never even listened to the soundtrack. But stuff like that just burns me, bro. It burns me.
It kind of angers you, but then I always remind myself it's sad.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're doing. Like at the end of the day, God will
I don't think the actors know what they're doing. I think the writers definitely I think they do. I think there's something bigger at play there.
Yeah.
Just like the Book of Mormon, for example. You know what I mean? That play. It's a lot of blasphemy and a lot of disrespecting the Lord in that play as well. Like, I think that there are some things within it that it's like, no, it's purposefully done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. In terms of the writers, they know exactly what they're doing. Yeah,
but a lot of people that go to see it, they got no...
They never know. I don't think they ever know the extent
of what they're doing
by
any
means, like in terms of the punishment.
The cultural impact that play alone had was massive back in the day. And it's been years that thing's been going on for.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's sad. They started putting like Jesus in ads of like for beer and stuff.
Oh, really?
Well. I saw one where he's... in like a therapy circle with a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
You know, the standard look of Jesus with the long hair and that. And he's sitting next to the devil.
Yeah.
And they both just have a beer together. Or like the parades in the city.
It's what you call it. There's just no shame anymore. There's no shame. There once was a time where people respected it. There's no shame anymore, bro.
It's crazy how you can get offended over something like so hard that like in something you don't believe.
Yeah.
Like how could you get that angry over something you don't even care about or believe in?
And you'll go out of your way to mock it.
Yeah. Very, very interesting stuff. Full
on, bro.
Yeah. I don't know, man. There you go.
That's one way to end the podcast.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, stay woke.
Mickey, thank you so much for finally jumping on, man. It was a pleasure.
Oh, it's about time, bro.
Mate, where can the people find you online?
LinkedIn.
Get his LinkedIn up there.
Michael.hannah954@gmail.com for business inquiries. Oh, no, that's probably a side one. Michael_hannah_@hotmail.com. Business inquiries. If you need FX, message me on LinkedIn. For personal use, if you're going overseas, let me know. I can help you.
What a Mick Hanna, bro.
Michael Hanna on LinkedIn.
And ladies and gents, you know where to find me online. It's RayHaddad97. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Follow us on all the social medias. Have a chat with Ray and Stat. Let's get these numbers up there. Ladies and gents, thank you so much for joining us. Mick, it was my absolute pleasure, bro.
No, all mine.
Thanks for talking to me, man.
See ya. All good.
That was fun, bro.
That was good.
That was so much.
Interesting topics.
Very. You stopped me so many times. You got me good.